This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good evening and welcome to High School Softball here on WSMI. My name is David Jenkins. I'm alongside Carl DeBar. We are at the beautiful Hillsborough Sports Complex for a Montgomery County matchup, Nokomis versus Hillsborough. It is senior day for the Hilltoppers. Carl, we're in for a beautiful day and a wonderful game, hopefully.
We are definitely in for the beautiful day and nice breeze blowing in. First pitch.
I didn't get my starting lineup says there's a foul ball to the leadoff hitter, Emma Sneddon. She leads off for Nokomis, who's the visitor today. She is followed by Haley Engelman and Aubrey Jaros. And I'll get the rest of the lineup here in just a sec. We'll also take a look at the defensive alignment after this batter, as there's a pitch that is high, and it is 1-1 on the leadoff hitter for Nokomis, Emma Sneddon. Emma is in center field today. The seedings were released yesterday for high school baseball and softball, as there's a pitch high and outside. It's 2-1. It is a breezy day, so the wind could play a factor here today, as pitch is the Sneddon shows bunt, and that's high, and it's now 3-1 on Sneddon. Taylan Smith is on the mound for the Hilltoppers today. Her battery mate is Sophia Blankenship. The 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's now a full count. Baseball going on behind us, Hillsborough against Riverton. The 3-2 pitch, swing and a foul tip, but the catcher hangs on for the first strikeout of the day. So your starting lineup for Nokomis is Emma Sneddon, who just struck out, followed by Haley Engelman, Aubrey Jaros, Carly Wonger, Reagan Jonas, Emma Hill, Bailey Cesaretti, Megan Kuhn, and Presley Mahochko. As the first pitch to Engelman here in the top of the first inning is low and outside for ball one. Second pitch is high. It's ball two. So Engelman at the plate for Nokomis. Aubrey Jaros waiting on deck. There's a ground ball to the second baseman. That is Allie DeVore. Fires to first. For the second out of the inning, Engelman is retired 4-3. Defensively for Hillsborough, Taylan Smith on the mound for the Toppers. Catcher is Sophia Blankenship. Third baseman is Aaron Moore. At shortstop, it's Haley Major. Second baseman is Allie DeVore. First base is Summer Smith, as there's a swing and a miss by Aubrey Jaros for strike one. In left field for the Hilltoppers, Kennedy Carlock. Center fielder is Aubrey Evans. And right fielder is Megan Jorn. There's a ground ball to the shortstop. Major fields it, fires to first, and it is made cleanly. So Nokomis is retired in order. We've played a half an inning. We head to the bottom of the first. Your score is Nokomis 0, Hillsborough coming to bat. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. To the bottom of the first inning we go. Hillsborough coming to bat against Nokomis. Leading off for the Hilltoppers will be Sophia Blankenship. She's followed by Haley Major. And then Taylan Smith. If anyone can get on, it'll be Summer Smith. And after Sophia finishes her at bat here, we'll give you the rest of the starting lineup, because there's a foul straight back, and it is strike one on Blankenship. Reagan Jonas on the mound for Nokomis. Her battery mate is Emma Hill. Hillsborough in the orange tops, black pants, and orange socks. There's a pitch low and inside for ball one. Nokomis, black tops trimmed out in white, the gray pants, and the red socks. The 1-1 pitch is a foul ball down the left field line, and it is 1-2 now. Blankenship bats from the right side. She has a little bit of an open stance. A very quick 1-2-3 top of the first inning. Maybe we'll be in for a pitcher's duel.
We'll see.
1-2 pitch inside, and it is 2-2. Our home plate umpire today is Mike Jackson. Working the bases is Louis Lang. Louis, a Hall of Fame softball umpire in Illinois sports. The 2-2 pitch to Blankenship is high, and it is now a full count. So both leadoff hitters in this game now have worked full counts. Here's the 3-2 pitch from Jonas to Blankenship, and it's fouled straight back and out of play. We'll do it again. Nokomis, a 6 seed, I believe, in softball seedings.
1A, correct?
1A.
1A.
There's a swing and a miss, and Blankenship is down swinging.
Deja vu?
Yeah, could be.
Come back from 3 full counts and strike out that first batter.
That'll bring up Haley Major for Hillsboro. Again, she's the shortstop. Taylan Smith follows her. Batting fourth for Hillsboro is Summer Smith. Batting fifth is Aubrey Evans. The sixth place hitter is Megan Jorn. Seventh place hitter is Aaron Moore. Eighth place hitter is Allie DeVore. And the ninth place hitter is Kennedy Carlock, as Major sees a strike right down central for her first pitch of the game. Major also a right-handed hitter. The 0-1 pitch is in the dirt. It is 1-1. I don't remember what Hillsboro got seeded, but it was low, because Hillsboro, Carlinville, Litchfield were all in the same subsectional, and they all got seated pretty low. There's a fly ball popped up straight back and out of play, and it is 1-2 on the Hillsboro shortstop. Of course, no regional sites this year. It is the higher seed will be in each matchup will be hosting the games. The 1-2 pitch, Haley Major, is a ground ball down the third baseline, foul. And we will do this 1-2 count again. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the first inning, Hillsboro at the plate. Nokomis on defense. We are scoreless in this Montgomery County softball matchup. 1-2 pitch on the way from Reagan Jonas to Haley Major. Low, it is ball two. Pretty good turnout here at the Hillsboro Sports Complex for this Friday evening game. We'll take a look at your defensive alignment for Nokomis in just a second, as there's a pop-up off to the right side. The second baseman Engelman is calling for it, and she makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Defensively for Nokomis, Reagan Jonas on the mound. Emma Hill is catching. Third baseman is Carly Wonger. Shortstop is Presley Mahochko. Second base is Haley Engelman. At first base, it's Aubrey Jaros. In the outfield, left fielder is Bailey Cesaretti, center fielder is Emma Snedden, and right fielder is Megan Kuhn, as Taylan Smith is at the plate for Hillsboro. First pitch that she sees is a strike. Pitcher against pitcher right here. By the way, Hillsboro's leadoff hitter, Sophia Blankenship, a catcher. You don't see a lot of catchers leading off. As there's a ball in the dirt, it's 1-1. We've got more high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting stations for you tomorrow. It'll be baseball, and it'll be this identical matchup, as there's a fly ball straight back and out of play. Count now 1-2. Nokomis at Hillsboro baseball tomorrow. That game will be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You can hear it live here on WSMI FM 106. The 1-2 pitch to Taylan Smith is an off-speed pitch popped up on the infield. The first baseman, Jaros, calls for it and makes the catch. Nokomis and Hillsboro trade 1-2-3 innings, and after one, we are scoreless. We're back with the second here on WSMI right after this. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back with you from Hillsboro. We are headed to the top of the second inning between Nokomis and Hillsboro in this softball matchup. Nokomis coming to bat. Leading off will be Carly Wonger. She's followed by Reagan Jonas and Emma Hill. If anybody can reach, it'll be Bailey Cesaretti. Wonger at third for today's game for Nokomis. Taylan Smith on mound for her second inning of the day. Her first pitch is a strike. Or no, they said ball. My mistake. 1-0 pitch. Popped up on the infield. It's going to sneak out of the infield into right field, and the catch is made by Megan Jorn. So a pretty quick first out here in the top of the second. We come to you from the Terry Tote Mobile Broadcast Booth here in Hillsboro. Batting now for Nokomis will be Reagan Jonas. Taylan Smith, one strikeout in today's game so far. Her first pitch to Jonas is a swing and a miss for strike one. Smith has her sign. She fires, and it is high, 1-1 now. The baseball and softball season flies by in a normal year, and this year it's even quicker. It is 2-1 now as that pitch is outside. Jonas has a hitter's count here. Got a bit of a closed stance from the right side. Pitch is on the outside corner, called strike two. Well, the previous pitch looked better than that one. The 2-2 pitch to Jonas is a line drive into center field. Aubrey Evans going back. It's over her head, and we're going to have extra bases. As here is Jonas, who makes it into second with a one-out double. And Nokomis has something cooking here in the top of the second.
First step by Evans in center. David was in. And then you know you're not going to recover then.
Nope. First step should always be back. Easier to recover. And that'll bring up Emma Hill, who bats with a runner on second and one down. First pitch on the outside corner for strike one. And in what looks like it could be a pitcher's duel, every run is crucial. There's a fly ball into right center field. Jorn is coming in. She calls for it and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. And with two outs now, Bailey Cesaretti bats. Scoreless here in the top of the second inning between Nokomis and Hillsboro. Nokomis has a runner on second and two down. I wouldn't classify it as a jam necessarily, but Hillsboro looking to try and get out of it. There's a pitch on the outside corner. It is strike one. Cesaretti, our first left-handed hitter of the day. There's a foul ball, and it is quickly 0-2.
You go way back in softball years. A lot of the girls just batted left-handed.
Yeah.
The quick slap bunts, hits.
Slap bunts. You can kind of get started running to first base when you do that. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. The 0-2 pitch is popped up off to the left side. The third baseman, Moore, is calling for it, and she makes the catch. No, that is Major who called for it and made the catch for the third out of the inning. So Nokomis strands a runner. We head to the bottom of the second inning. Scoreless between Nokomis and Hillsboro. We're right back after this on WSMI. To the bottom of the second we go. Hillsboro comes to bat in a scoreless game against Nokomis. Leading off for the Toppers will be Summer Smith. Then it'll be Aubrey Evans and Megan Jorn. If anybody reaches, Aaron Moore will bat. First pitch to Summer Smith is a swing and a miss for strike one. Very quick inning and a half so far here. You know, one pitch to Smith is in the dirt, and it is 1-1. I see WSMI Ag broadcaster Gabe Osborne wandering around the complex. The 1-1 pitch is popped up, straight back. Is a play there to be made? No, just out of the reach of catcher Emma Hill, and it is 1-2. She could have made the catch, but that's a tough one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's on the dead run. She did get – sometimes I just don't even see where the ball is, but she got the mitt just barely on that.
There's not a lot of hang time in that one.
No.
Not a lot of room to catch either. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. The catch, it's not caught. The throw to first completes the out, so it is a strikeout on Summer Smith. That's the second of the day for Reagan Jonas. And that'll bring up Aubrey Evans, who plays center for Hillsboro. Evans, another right-handed batter. She grounds it to the first baseman. It's booted by Jaros, and it's going to be safe at first after the misplay, an error on Aubrey Jaros at first. One Aubrey hits it to the other, and the play is not made cleanly.
fairly easy ball to handle, you'd think, David. Just got right between the legs and got away far enough not to make the play.
There could have been a lot of English on. I don't know how much there was. But, yeah, it's a play that should have been made. We'll see if Hillsborough can capitalize as Evans is going to attempt to steal second, and she is in there safely. I didn't see what the pitch was called in the meantime. I think it was a strike, they said. So Jorn has a count of 0-1. Megan Jorn batting for Hillsborough with one out and a runner on second. That pitch is on the inside corner, and it is 0-2 now. Nokomis had a runner on second with one out in the top of the inning, stranded her. Hillsborough now has a runner on second and one out in the bottom of the second. We'll see if they capitalize. There's a line drive into center field. It's going to drop. Will they send her? Tekin is going to wave her around third. We could have a play at the plate. She is in safely, and they trade spots as Megan Jorn is into second base with a one-out double, and Hillsborough has a 1-0 lead.
Base hit right into the outfield, and she kind of hesitated and waited to see, and made the play a little closer at home than it probably would have been.
She had to wait to see if it was going to be caught, didn't see where the defender was, but as soon as she knew it was going to fall, she got on her horse and galloped around third base as the first pitch now to Aaron Moore is a strike, and it is 0-1. Moore bats with a runner on second, still only one down, and Hillsborough leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. Pitch is high. It's line drive down the right field line. It is foul, and it is going to be 0-2. We'll see if Reagan Jonas can work out of this predicament. That is an unearned run allowed after Evans reached on an error. The 0-2 pitch to Moore in the dirt, and it is ball one. Moore wears number 22 on her back. She bats from the right side. The pitch is a bloop shot on the infield, just over the outstretched glove of Haley Engelman, and runners will be at the corners now after the one-out single by Aaron Moore.
Not hit very hard, David, but just enough.
It did the job. So now this is a jam for Nokomis pitcher Reagan Jonas. Hillsborough has runners on first and third, only one out, and a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second. Allie DeVore bats for Hillsborough. There's a bunt high, straight back for a foul ball.
That's when you want to pull the bat back.
Yes.
That was, I think, over her head, actually.
It was. I think you're exactly right. But you don't necessarily have a lot of time to think.
No.
It's easier said than done. The eighth place hitter for Hillsborough, there's a swing and a miss, and it is 0-2. Every run crucial in a game like this. Nokomis would love some sort of double play, but they will throw home if there is a play to be made there. On the outside corner, strike three, the throw down to third, and the runner is back safely, but DeVore is down on strikes.
Big strikeout there by Jonas, her third of the game.
And that'll bring up Kennedy Carlock, the ninth place hitter in the Hillsborough order. Carlock is in left field for the Toppers. First pitch she sees is low for ball one. Two hits in this inning so far, a double and a single. And one runner who reached on an error. And there's a pitch high, and it is 2-0 on Carlock. 1-0, Hillsborough leading Nokomis. We are in the bottom of the second inning. Toppers are threatening still with runners at first and third. Two outs. Pitch is high, and it is 3-0 on Carlock with the top of the order on deck for Hillsborough. And here comes the breeze. Right down central for strike one. The count now 3-1.
Asking for a lot of trouble. Walking ninth place hitter.
You certainly want to avoid that. It would be her first walk of the game if she did so. And the 3-1 pitch is another one that's in the strike zone, and the count now full on Kennedy Carlock. Jonas peers into her catcher, Hill. She has the sign. And she fires. It is in the dirt, and that's exactly what she did. She walked the ninth place hitter. And the bases are loaded with two outs in the bottom of the second. And Sophia Blankenship, who struck out in the first, bats now with a chance to blow this game open. Blankenship bats from the right side. Jonas winds and fires. There's a fly ball. It's going to get out of play, and it is strike one. Sophia is the seventh hitter to bat in this inning. Which started with a strikeout. And there's a strike down the middle, and it is 0-2. If not for that error, Jonas would be out of this inning by now.
That's correct.
With no runs allowed. Because that was the first run, was the Aubrey Evans reaching on the errors. There's a pitch in the dirt. It is 1-2. Just to recap, Evans, with one out, reached on an error by the first baseman, Aubrey Jaros, and came around to score on the RBI double by Megan Jorn. There's a pitch that's low, and the count now even, 2-2, on Sophia Blankenship. Hillsborough is led by head coach Brett Teakin. Nokomis by coach Mark Soarsh. Jonas has her sign. She fires. It is high, and the count is full on Blankenship. Nowhere to put her. Bases loaded. Two outs. Bottom of the second inning. Hillsborough leading 1-0, and a 3-2 count on Sophia Blankenship. The pitch is a high fly ball down the right field line. It's going to be in foul territory. No play made, as Megan Kuhn not able to get there in time. Wasn't going to do any damage because it was not going to fall in fair territory. And the 3-2 pitch on the way from Reagan Jonas to Sophia Blankenship. Foul tip, catcher can't hang on, and we will do it again.
Quite the battle here.
Mm-hmm. It's what a leadoff hitter is supposed to do. You can't walk her if you're Jonas. And if you're Blankenship, you'd like to add some insurance here. Just a one-run lead for Hillsborough. With the bases loaded, two outs here in the bottom of the second. 3-2 pitch is fouled off to the right side and out of play. We'll do it again. Very good at bat here. It's the third ball that she's fouled off. With two strikes, that is.
Yeah, with a full count.
Yeah. Jonas winds and fires. High, and she walks a run in.
So the second walk produces a run after she did walk the ninth-placed hitter and load the bases up.
Mm-hmm. Now the eighth hitter in the inning comes to bat in Haley Major. Base is still loaded. The score now 2-0, Hillsborough. Still two outs. And Major hits a fly ball into center field. Emma Snedden is coming in. She makes the catch, and the side is retired. Hillsborough scores our first runs of the game, and after two innings of play, your score is Hillsborough 2, Nokomis nothing. We'll be right back with the third after these messages on WSMI. Well, Nokomis will have the 8, 9, and 1 hitters coming to bat here in the top of the third inning. They trail Hillsborough 2-0 in this Montgomery County softball game. It'll be Megan Kuhn and Presley Mahochko, then back to the top of the order in Emma Snedden. First pitch on the way from Taylen Smith is in the dirt for ball one.
Taylin Smith, one strikeout. Pitched a very efficient ball game.
She has. There's a pitch right down the middle, and it is 1-1. She's allowed one hit, but stranded that runner and has not walked anyone. 1-1 pitch on the way from Smith to Kuhn. It is called strike two. The count now 1-2. And there's a ground ball to the first baseman. That is handled cleanly by Summer Smith. And that's the first out of the inning. And that'll bring up Presley Mahochko. Mahochko, the shortstop for Nokomis today, wears 00 for Nokomis.
A unique number.
Yes, it is. This is the ninth place hitter for Nokomis, as there's a pitch high for ball one. I think I see my kids playing at the playground. There's a pitch on the outside corner. It is called strike one.
Like you say, it's a beautiful complex with the ball fields, but it also has a little pavilion area, playground area.
Soccer fields, picnic area. There's a ball line drive foul, and it is 1-2 now on Presley Mahochko. One of the nicer sports complex facilities, whatever you want to call it, in the WSMI listening area. Should get more postseason hosting, but they don't for some reason. As there's a line drive into left center field, a one-out base hit by Presley Mahochko. And with one out and a runner on first, we'll see if Nokomis can get some sort of rally going. It is Emma Snedden who bats. She struck out in her first plate appearance. There's a pitch that is high for, or no, they called that a strike. I'm sorry. It wasn't all that high. He said strike, and for some reason I took it as high. So 0-1 on Snedden, as there's a bloop shot into right field. That's going to drop, and back-to-back hitters have reached. Runners at first and second now for Nokomis after back-to-back singles will bring up Haley Engelman.
Just finding the right spots right now. A couple not terribly hard-hit balls, but they did get in through for singles.
And there's a line drive off the first pitch into right field. That could be an out at first, though, but not made quick enough. And now Nokomis, rather, three consecutive singles here in the top of the third. They've got the bases loaded and only one out. And the third-place hitter, Aubrey Jaros, up to bat and could redeem herself for that error. She swings at the first pitch here and misses, and it is 0-1.
She went to make up for it and add three more runs to it.
Yeah. Gapper could tie the game. And there's a bloop shot. This first baseman stumbles, can't pick it up, and she can't get back to first in time. So there is a run scored for Nokomis. And, Carl, how do you want to score that one?
There's a penalty in the infield hit because I don't think she has a play.
I think you're right, and she slipped. So we'll give her an infield single and an RBI on that one. Bases remain loaded. And still only one down, and it is now a 2-1 game, and there's a first pitch swinging again, foul ball down the right field line. Carly Wonger, the batter. She could tie the game with a hit or give Nokomis the lead.
Boy, did their bats wake up quickly.
Well, they're aggressive in this inning. They're not seeing a lot of pitches now. The 0-1 pitch to Carly Wonger is outside, and it is 1-1. Wonger flew out to the right fielder last inning. The 1-1 pitch is high and just held onto by Blankenship.
So there's not a lot of room back at the backstop.
No. It's a wild pitch. It's got to have some English in order to get a run home. Swing and a miss by Wonger, and it is now 2-2. Bases loaded for Nokomis, top of the third inning. 2-1, Hillsboro with the lead. But Nokomis threatening here. Swing and a miss, and she is down swinging. for the second out. That's the second strikeout of the day for Taylen Smith. And now Reagan Jonas, who had a double in her only plate appearance, comes to bat with the bases still loaded and only, with two outs. There's a strike called on Jonas.
Definitely the biggest batter of the inning with the two outs now.
The pitcher could help her cause out greatly. The 0-1 pitch. A line drive into center field. That's going to be trouble. It's going to drop, and one run's going to score. Here comes the second. All of a sudden, Nokomis has the lead at 3-2. An RBI double by Reagan Jonas gives Nokomis the lead. We're in for a ball game.
That time, Evans had no chances. That ball was lined out to the outfield, and she got a good jump, but it wasn't good enough to get to it.
So what was a 2-1 ball game is now a 3-2 lead for Nokomis, and Emma Hill bats with runners on second and third. Two outs, and there's a line drive. That drops into right field. Another run scores. Here comes a second, and they're going to hold her back at third. So it'll be runners on the corners, and now a 4-2 lead. First pitch swinging.
About four hits are first pitch swinging, aren't they?
I think so. And now Bailey Cesaretti, the ninth hitter to come to the plate in this inning, bats with runners on first and third and two outs. Nokomis entered this inning trailing 2-0. They've scored four and now lead Hillsborough 4-2 as there's a ground ball to the second baseman. DeVore has it and fires to first for the final out of the inning. But the damage is done, and after 2.5 innings, your score now, Nokomis 4, Hillsborough 2. We'll be right back with the bottom of the third after these messages on WSMI. To the bottom of the third inning we go. Leading off for Hillsborough will be Taylen Smith, then Summer Smith, and Aubrey Evans. If anyone can reach, it'll be Megan Jorn. Hillsborough trailing 4-2 in the bottom of this inning as Smith shows bunt, bunts it right back to the pitcher. Will the speed get it? Oh, the throw hits her in the helmet, but she does beat the throw safely. It is an infield single for Smith.
Good bunt.
Yes.
Pitcher actually, Jonas made a good play on it, but yeah, just put it in a good spot. Couldn't get to it in time.
Smith safe regardless, so an infield single. And now Summer Smith bats. She pops it up straight back and out of play, and it is 0-1.
Yeah, they avoided that error because it hit the helmet.
Yeah,
came
yes,
right
they
back.
Did.
If that would have went down the line, she probably would have been able to get to second.
If not for Taylen Smith's head, she would have been at second base at least. Maybe third. There's a swing and a miss, and it is 0-2 on Summer Smith. Summer struck out in the second inning for her lone at bat. 0-2 the count on Summer Smith. Runner on first, nobody out. The pitch in the dirt as Taylen takes off towards second, and she is in there without a play.
Good timing on the stealing of the bases. Throw eluded the catcher at home.
So Hillsborough now has a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Looking to chip away at that two-run deficit. There's a fly ball down the right field line. Where's it going to drop? If it does, it will drop. It is foul. So just an eventful strike, or not even that, because the count was 1-2. Nokomis was very aggressive in that top half of the inning. We'll see if Hillsborough continues it. The 1-2 pitch to Summer Smith popped up straight back. We'll do it again.
Our pitching duel
disappeared.
Just totally disappeared in the last innings for both teams.
It was a duel for 1.5. An inning and a half, and not so much anymore. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Her fourth.
And that'll bring up Aubrey Evans, who reached on an error and scored the first run of the game last inning. She also stole a base. We'll see if Aubrey is aggressive in this plate appearance. She shows bunt, and I think she went as the runner at second is stealing third, and she steals it cleanly, and she's going to score after the throw scoots away. So no play can be made at home. Talen Smith steals third base and then scores on an error by the third baseman. And now it's a 4-3 game. That was a ball on Aubrey Evans. So the 1-0 pitch on the way to Evans is low and inside. It's 2-0. Just a one-run game now, 4-3. Nokomis with the lead over Hillsborough in the bottom of the third. The 2-0 pitch on the way from Jonas to Evans. Line drive into right field. That's going to drop, and it's going to be a single for Evans.
Well, expect her to be going. She's shown her speed. I believe she'll be trying to steal second here.
So it'll bring up Megan Jorn, who had an RBI double in the second inning. She bats with a runner on first. Still nobody out. Or no, one out, I should say. I missed that, or forgot about that strikeout by Summer Smith as there's a pitch high, and Evans is stealing. The throw is there, and she is in safely as Evans slides underneath the tag. So Aubrey Evans has two stolen bases today.
It's a good throw by Hill. Made it a close play.
Yes, she did. It was in time. I think there was some confusion about who was going to catch it. Meanwhile, again, I missed the pitch. One strike. 0-1 to Megan Jorn. There's a foul ball off to the right side, and it is now 0-2. Sometimes those stolen bases, and I completely lose track of what the call is at the plate. Owen to the count on Megan Jorn, runner on second. That is the tying run for Hillsborough. There's a pitch that misses inside. It is 1-2. Aaron Moore waits on deck for the toppers. 4-3, Nokomis with the lead, but Hillsborough is threatening with a runner on second and one out. And Evans obviously has some speed because she's stolen two bases today. There's a pop-up off to the right side. It's going to be caught by the second baseman, Engelman, for the second out of the inning. And with two down now, Aaron Moore bats, looking to extend this inning.
Reagan Jonas did get out of a bases-loaded situation after giving up a one run by walking a batter.
And Moore has a single in today's game. That pitch that is high, and it is 1-0 on the topper third baseman. The 1-0 pitch on the way to Aaron Moore. On the outside corner, it called strike one. We've got Cardinals baseball for you all weekend on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Right now they're playing the Cubs. The first time the Cubs have been in St. Louis in a long time, since 2019. As there's a foul ball off to the right side, and it is 1-2 on Moore.
Yeah, their first meeting period this year, so.
Yeah, it's late.
It's late for that, isn't it?
May is almost over, and this will be the first game. The count is 1-2 on Aaron Moore with two outs and a runner on second base in the bottom of the third inning. And there's a ground ball up the middle to the shortstop underneath her glove. And the run is going to come home. And we are tied at four runs here in the bottom of the third.
Big two-out hit
for
the toppers.
And that stolen base crucial there as Evans got herself into scoring position and came around to score now, tying the game at four runs apiece. And now Allie DeVore bats. She struck out in her lone plate appearance. She bats with a runner on first and two outs. If anybody can reach, it'll be Kennedy Carlock. And there's a line drive up the middle, base hit for DeVore. That ball was smoked. So back-to-back singles continues the rally for Hillsborough. And Kennedy Carlock, who walked last inning, will bat now. She's the seventh hitter to bat this inning. She bats with runners on first and second and two down. First pitch from Jonas is a strike. A one pitch is right down central, and it is 0-2 now.
Seems like Jonas has been getting ahead of the batters.
Yeah.
But then they're coming through the hits.
So the 0-2 pitch on the way from Jonas to Carlock. High for ball one. The pitch, low, just misses, and it is now even at 2-2. Top of the order, waiting on deck, and Sophia Blankenship. If Carlock can extend the inning. The 2-2 pitch to Carlock, swing and a miss, and the side is retired. But Hillsborough does score two runs, and after three innings, we are tied, Nokomis and Hillsborough 4-4. We'll be right back with the fourth after these messages on WSMI. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for Nokomis will be Megan Kuhn, then it'll be Presley Mahochko, and then back to the top of the order in Emma Sneddon. We are tied 4-4 between Nokomis and Hillsborough in the top of the fourth inning. Kuhn grounded out to the third baseman in her only plate appearance thus far. First pitch to her is a ball. First inning and a half, very quickly. Very quick. Next inning and a half, not so much. As there's a pitch low for ball two.
Went from our pitching duel to a good offensive display by both teams.
That's right. A lot of aggressiveness these last two innings, too. As there's one right down the middle, and it is 2-1 now on Megan Kuhn.
Smith's walked none while striking out two.
A lot of hits for Nokomis, though, as there's a ball grounded to the second baseman. DeVore can't handle it cleanly. And I think that's going to be a hit. I kind of missed, was shielded by the umpire.
Pretty much a hit. It was a dive attempt to field it. She didn't come up with it.
So Megan Kuhn reaches on a leadoff single. And it'll be Presley Mahochko who bats from the left side. Mahochko singled and scored back in the third. There's a weak ground ball back to the pitcher. Smith's got to be quick, and she's not quick enough, as that one just did not have any kind of speed on it. The hit, I mean. And it's an infield single for Mahochko. So the first two have reached for Nokomis here in the top of the fourth. And we're back to the top of the order and Emma Sneddon. She singled and scored last inning as well. Swing and a miss, and it is 0-1. Nobody out here in the top of the fourth. Runners at first and second for Nokomis. 4-4 game against Hillsborough, and there's a ground ball to the second baseman, DeVore. She has it, fires the first for the first out of the inning.
So Nokomis gets the job done with that bat as they get two runners into scoring position.
It works. So it'll be second and third now for Nokomis with one out and Haley Engelman batting. Engelman 1-for-2 on the day with a single and a ground out. She also has a run after she singled as there's a strike to Engelman. Two runners in scoring position for Nokomis. The 0-1 pitch from Taylen Smith gets by the catcher. Got to be quick. And she is in safely for the go-ahead run. We'll call that a wild pitch. As Kuhn comes around to score, Mahochko moves up to third. And it is 5-4 Nokomis with the lead. 1-1 pitch on the way to Engelman. A line drive into center field. Drops in front of the center fielder, Evans. And a run comes in to score. And it is back to a two-run lead for Nokomis. I said line drive. That actually had more hang time than I thought it would.
Yeah, Evans.
A bloop shot.
She got up to it pretty quickly, but could not get to it in time. It just died. And the wind's kind of knocking it down a little bit, too.
So Aubrey Jaros is the batter. She swings at a pitch that's high for strike one. She bats with a runner on first, only one out. And Nokomis with two runs in this inning to give themselves the lead right back, 6-4. 0-1 pitch is a pop-up off to the right side. The right fielder, Jorn, camps under it and has it for the second out of the inning. With two down now, Carly Wonger bats for Nokomis. Wonger 0-2 today with a flyout and a strikeout.
See if Nokomis doesn't try and steal this base now that there's already two outs.
First pitch is a ground ball to second. DeVore has it. She's got to be quicker than that. She pulled the first baseman off the bag, but she came down in time, and the side is retired. But Nokomis adds a pair of runs, and after 3.5 innings, they lead Hillsboro 6-4. You're listening to WSMI. We're right back after this. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back with you from Hillsboro, where the Toppers come to bat against Nokomis in this Montgomery County softball game. Hillsboro trailing Nokomis 6-4, and leading off for Hillsboro will be the top of the order in Sophia Blankenship. She is 0-1 on the day with a walk and a strikeout, and the first pitch she sees is in the dirt for ball one. 1-2-3 hitters for Hillsboro in this inning.
Jonas, 5 strikeouts, 2 walks in this ball game.
She pitches with a 2-run lead at the moment. 1-0 pitch to Blankenship is high for ball two. Haley Major waits on deck for Hillsboro. After her, it is Taylen Smith.
And both her walks were costly. One loaded the bases and the other brought home a run.
2-0 pitch is on the outside corner for strike one. It's 2-1. Hillsboro has stranded 5 runs today so far, but they do have 4 runs. They'd love to get a rally going here to start this inning. As there's a ground ball down the third baseline, foul, and it is now 2-2. Hillsboro led 2-0 with a pair of runs in the second. Nokomis came back with 4 in the third to give themselves a 4-2 lead. Hillsboro tied it in the bottom half of the third. Then Nokomis just went back ahead with 2 more in the top half of the fourth. Now we're in the bottom of the fourth, 6-4, Nokomis with the lead. There's a pitch that's high, just over the head of Blankenship, and the count is now full. That was one of the slower pitches that Jonas has thrown today.
I don't think she's got her changeup, that slow pitch, where she wants it the whole game long so far.
Does not appear so. There's one inside, and the leadoff hitter reaches on a walk. Blankenship is now on first, and Haley Major bats. Major 0-2 with a pair of flyouts.
Well, I think every time one of the teams has scored, hasn't the other come back and scored so far since this happened?
Yes. Yeah. There's a line drive down the left field line, base hit. That's going to be extra bases as Blankenship heads to third. She's in there safely, and it is a double for Major in Hillsboro just like that. As you said, Carl has a rally going.
2 in scoring position.
Nobody out, and Taylen Smith bats. Smith, 1-2 on the day. She's got a single, 2 stolen bases, and scored on an error. She would love to help her own cause here. The first pitch she sees is a strike. It is 0-1. Smith bats from the right side. Waiting on deck is Summer Smith. Taylen swings and misses. It is 0-2 now. Reagan Jones is going to try and get out of this jam unscathed. It's an uphill battle now. Nobody out. Runners on second and third. In the bottom of the fourth. Swing and a foul tip. Catcher does not catch it and will do it again. Tying run is on second base for Hillsboro. Smith has pitched a good game today. but has allowed quite a few hits. There's an off-speed pitch, strike three. Swing and a miss by Taylen Smith. And that's the first out of the inning.
That's a little more of what I remember Jonas' off-speed pitch.
And that'll bring up Summer Smith, who has 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. First pitch to Summer here is a swing and a miss. It's 0-1. She's batted in the second, in the third, and now bats here in the fourth. As Carl said, every time someone has scored in this game, the other team has answered. As there's a pitch
here
that gets away, and that's going to be one run in for Hillsboro in this inning. Off the wild pitch by Reagan Jonas.
A little dust bowl for us.
Mm-hmm. So the count now 1-1 on Summer Smith. The tying run now just 60 feet away. As Haley Major stands at third base with one out. The 1-1 pitch to Summer is swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Summer's pulling off on these swings.
Yeah, looked fooled on that pitch.
Yeah. Aubrey Evans waits on deck. And the 1-2 pitch is a ground ball to the second baseman. Not going to be quick enough to get the run out or the runner out at home. So she gets the sure out at first base. But it is an RBI for Summer Smith. RBI ground out 4-3. And we are back to a tie game while Haley Major comes in to score. And Aubrey Evans comes to bat now. She's 1-for-2 on the day with a single and reached on an error. She's scored a pair of runs. She's also stolen a couple of bases. Swing and a miss on a pitch that's inside. It is 0-1. She's been kind of a rally starter in this game for the Toppers. We'll see if she can do it again here. We are tied 6-6 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Nobody on for Hillsboro, two outs. Swing and a miss, it's 0-2.
Well, the Toppers got what they wanted at least, got those first two runners home.
They haven't scored more than two runs in an inning in this game, but that could change. Breaking pitch, off-speed pitch, right down the middle, called strike three, and the side is retired. But Hillsboro does score a pair, and after four, we are tied 6-6. You're listening to Nokomis Hillsboro Softball. We're right back after this on WSMI. As we head to the top of the fifth inning, Hillsboro has some defensive changes. Coming into pitch now will be Megan Jorn. She moves in from right field. Taking her spot is the left fielder Kennedy Carlock. In left now for Hillsboro, Aubrey Evans. She moved from center. And the pitcher, former pitcher Taylen Smith, moves out to center. Leading off for Nokomis, there's an off-speed pitch that's fouled off to the right side by Reagan Jonas. Jonas is 2-for-2 on the day with two doubles and a pair of RBIs. 6-6 our score here in the top of the fifth inning. 0-1 pitch, off-speed pitch. It is grounded down the third baseline, foul, and it is now 0-2. So the right fielder moves to the mound, the pitcher moves to center, center fielder moves to left, and left fielder moves to right.
Sounds good to me.
Yep. The 0-2 pitch on the way from Megan Jorn to Reagan Jonas. It is fouled off to the right side, out of play. It looks like Jorn is throwing all off-speed pitches. Hillsboro starts five freshmen or sophomores today. There's another one grounded right back up the middle for a base hit and a leadoff single for Reagan Jonas. Which the sophomores this year are basically freshmen because they didn't get a freshman season last year. And with a runner on first, nobody out, it is Emma Hill batting for Nokomis. She has an RBI single and a flyout, 1-for-2 on the day. Fly ball into left field. Aubrey Evans camps under it, has the catch for the first out of the inning. A quick out there.
pretty well hit ball, but a little too close to Audrey Evans.
Nokomis has scored in their last each of their last two innings, four in the third and two in the fourth. They bat here with the runner on first, one out in the top of the fifth. It is Bailey Cesaretti at the dish. There's a pitch outside and low for ball one. Cesaretti 0 for 2 on the day. Jorn Pearson has her sign, and there's a slap ball, fly ball down the left field line. Diving attempt, not made. Boy, that would have been a heck of a catch if she could have came up with it, but she did not. So it is strike one. That's a tough play. That was Haley Major coming in from short.
Yeah, she had a long run from
short.
Yeah,
she did. 1-1 the count on Cesaretti. Off speed pitch, off to the left side, and out of play. It's 1-2. And the 1-2 pitch on the way to Bailey Cesaretti as it's a pitch in the dirt, gets away from the catcher, and Jonas moves down to second base on the wild pitch. Count 2-2 on Bailey Cesaretti. Waiting on deck is Megan Kuhn. Go-ahead run on second base for Nokomis. The 2-2 pitch. Just got a piece of it. It's going to drop and roll foul. And we'll do it again. Good idea just letting it go because they weren't going to throw her out.
No, and if you touched it while it was still fair territory, you gave her a hit for sure then.
Mm-hmm. So the count is 2-2 on Bailey Cesaretti with the runner on second, one out here in the top of the fifth inning, and there's a foul tip the catcher cannot hang on, and we'll do it again. My son Silas on the radio for his first time. And here comes Lincoln, the other one. So the count 2-2 on Bailey Cesaretti. Nokomis with a runner on second and one out. There's a line drive into center fielder. That's going to get through for a base hit. Here comes the go-ahead run, and Jonas play at the plate and safe underneath the tag. Cesaretti, meanwhile, gets to second base on the throw.
Good throw, David. It made it. The catcher could not get the tag down in time for an out, and she slid right, like you say, right under it.
So it is now 7-6. Nokomis with the lead yet again here in the top of the fifth inning. And they still only have one out and a runner on second base. As Cesaretti took second base on the throw. Megan Kuhn, the batter, she's 1-for-2 on the day with a single and a run scored. First pitch she sees is low. It bounces. Catcher can't find it. And Cesaretti now moves up to third. Megan Kuhn, the eighth place hitter in the Nokomis lineup. So what looked like Megan Jordan was going to have an opportunity to cruise through this inning, she's now run into some trouble as there's a swing and a strike on Kuhn. It is 1-1 now. Seven to six, our score. Nokomis with the lead here in the top of the fifth inning. And another run just 60 feet away. There's a pitch that's high, and it is 2-1. Presley Mahochko waits on deck. Infield defense playing in for the Toppers. Trying to keep this just a one-run game. 2-1 pitch to Kuhn. A weak ground ball to the shortstop Major. She has it. Only plays to first. Throw is high, and she is out. As the first baseman's foot just came back on the bag in time, so Kuhn is retired 6-3. But Cesaretti does come home to score for the second run of the inning, and we're back to a two-run lead for Nokomis. 8-6 is our score. And now Presley Mahochko, the batter. She grounds it right up the middle. Another base hit, this time with two outs. Mahochko, three singles in today's game. And now back to the top of the order for Nokomis and Emma Snedden. Snedden is 1-for-3 on the day. She's got a single and a run scored. 8-6, Nokomis leading Hillsborough, top of the fifth inning. She sees a pitch and lines it foul off to the left side for strike one. Nokomis has scored now in three consecutive innings, 4 in the third, 2 in the fourth, and 2 more here in the fifth. The 0-1 pitch from Jorn to Snedden is high for ball one. Mahochko is the runner at first for Nokomis. The 1-1 pitch to Snedden is outside. It is 2-1. Two outs, runner on first for Nokomis, top of the fifth inning. Two runs home in this inning for Nokomis. The 2-1 pitch, fly ball, foul, and it is 2-2. Hillsborough trying to get out of this inning, just allowing the two runs. They've been able to overcome each deficit they've faced so far. Again, every time somebody has scored in this game, the other team has answered.
Back and forth.
2-2 pitch to Snedden. Foul ball off to the left side. It's going to get out of play, and we'll do it again. Haley Engelman waits on deck for Nokomis if Snedden can extend this inning. Two and two is the count on the Nokomis center fielder. Jorn has her sign and she winds and fires. It's low and now the count is full. Well, you really don't want to walk her here after you're just a strike away from getting out of it.
She'll push the other runner to second in scoring position.
The 3-2 pitch from Jorn to Snedden on the way. Swing and a fly ball into center field. Smith coming on and makes the catch for the third out of the inning. But Nokomis answers with a pair of runs. We've played 4.5 innings. Your score, Nokomis 8, Hillsborough 6. We'll be back with the bottom of the fifth after this on WSMI. We are headed to the bottom of the fifth inning. Hillsborough coming to bat. They trail Nokomis 8-6. Leading off for the Toppers will be the pitcher Megan Jorn. She's followed by Aaron Moore and Allie DeVore. Jorn on the day, 1-for-2 with an RBI double and a flyout.
Well, can Reagan Jonas break this tradition of scoring after every inning now on both sides?
First pitch to Jorn is a pop-up off to the right side. It is playable, but nobody can get there in time. Strike one.
Jonas has struck out 7 in this ballgame, walked 3, and all 3 walks cost her. It's amazing how bad, you know, one loaded the bases, one drove home a run, and then the next walk ended up being the run that scored in the next inning.
Hillsborough has scored 2 in each inning from the second on, as there's one that is a ball, and it is 1-1 now. 2 in the second, 2 in the third, and 2 in the fourth. If they did that here, we'd have another tie game. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and it is 1-2. Smith, Talen Smith, pitched 4 innings today. There's a 1-2 pitch in the dirt. It is 2-2. She allowed 6 runs. And the 2-2 pitch from Reagan Jonas is a ground ball right back up the middle into center field for a leadoff single by Megan Jorn. Her second hit of the day.
good attempt by Haley Eagleman to make the play, but, you know, if she fielded that ball, it was definitely going to be a hit no matter what.
Under the glove of Jonas, past the outstretched glove of Engelman, yeah. If Jonas didn't get it, nobody was going to get Jorn at first. So a leadoff single for Megan Jorn, and Aaron Moore the batter now for the Toppers. She pops it up on the infield. Who's going to call for it? It's going to be the second baseman, Engelman, and Moore is retired on the first pitch. And now Allie DeVore bats. She's one for two on the day with a single and a strikeout.
She's got to be getting to the point almost every batter has a hit.
Just about.
Getting there.
Getting there. Summer Smith without a hit for the Toppers so far. But she does have an RBI. There's a swing and a miss by DeVore. It is 0-1. One out, runner on first for Hillsboro. Bottom of the fifth inning. Toppers trail Nokomis 8-6. Hillsboro scored first. Nokomis has answered each time. There's one in the dirt. It is 1-1. Waiting on deck, Kennedy Carlock. Jonas looks in. She has her sign. She fires, and it's a ground ball up the middle again. This one fielded cleanly. Fires a second for one. Over to first. Not in time. So DeVore is out. DeVore reaches first base on the fielder's choice. Jorn is cut down trying to reach second.
Well played defensive play by Nokomis as they got the lead runner and had a slim chance to get that runner at first. And a little too fast, though.
Yeah. Now the ninth place hitter, Carlock, comes to the bat, and she bunts it foul for strike one. Carlock on the day, 0 for 1 with a walk. I left my phone out on the table here, and it's covered in dust. A one pitch is high, and it's 1-1.
Definitely have that south wind shooting through us.
Yes, we do. Two outs, runner on first for Hillsboro, bottom of the fifth inning. Nokomis leads 8-6. There's one, gets away from the catcher. It's a ball, and DeVore moves up to second on the pass ball. Two balls, one strike on Kennedy Carlock. Waiting on deck, the top of the order for Hillsboro, Sophia Blankenship. There's a pitch high, and it's now 3-1. Boy, Jonas really doesn't want to walk anyone here because she could get out of this without allowing any runs. The 3-1 pitch on the way from Carlock. Inside, and it is ball four. Carlock lost track. So she walks with two outs, and Hillsboro now has runners on first and second with two down.
Well, this has been her Achilles heel. After a walk, things have gone bad for her, so we'll see.
And back to the top of the order in Sophia Blankenship, who has walked twice and scored one run, also has a strikeout today. First pitch to Blankenship, swung right through it. It's 0-1. Runners on first and second for the Toppers, who trail by two in the bottom of the fifth. Blankenship could chip away with a hit here. That one is high. It's 1-1. Blankenship wears number 0. So both teams have that.
One a 0, one a double 0.
Yep, there's a fly ball into right field. The right fielder Kuhn coming in. Can't make the play, and a run is going to score. Ball does scoot away from the right fielder Kuhn, and the runner advances to third. The runner who was at first, rather, advances to third. Blankenship reaches first on the air by the right fielder. Unearned run scored. DeVore comes in. Carlock now on third, and it is runners on first and third. 8-7, our score. And Haley Major, the batter, she hits a high fly ball into left field. Left fielder sees it ready, coming in, has it, and makes the catch for the third out of the inning. Hillsborough does score one run, and we've played five innings. Your score, Nokomis 8, Toppers 7. We're right back with the sixth after this on WSMI. 2, 3, and 4 hitters in the Nokomis order in this top of the sixth inning. So it'll be Haley Engelman, Aubrey Jaros, and Carly Wonger. If anybody can reach, Reagan Jonas. Nokomis with an 8-7 lead as they bat in the top of the sixth inning. Megan Jorn on the mound for her second inning of work here for Hillsborough. Her first pitch is ball one. Hillsborough has scored, Nokomis has scored in each of the last three innings. 4 in the third, 2 in the fourth, and 2 in the fifth. For the 1-0 pitch is high, it's 2-0. Engelman, 2-for-3 on the day with a pair of singles and a run scored. The 2-0 pitch on the outside corner, 2-1. It's been an entertaining game here with this Montgomery County matchup. It's a 2-1 pitch grounded right underneath the glove of the pitcher. Got to be quick. Fires to first. Not in time. What do you think, Carl? Is that an error?
Could be.
I'm going to
give probably a play that should be made.
Yeah. I'm going to call it an E1. So Engelman reaches on an error by the pitcher as it went right underneath her glove. And Aubrey Jaros bats for Nokomis. And she swings the first pitch, skies it off to the left side. Long way to go for anybody, and it drops for a foul ball. Jaros on the day, 1-for-3 with a single and an RBI and a run scored. Nokomis with another leadoff hitter on, this time in the sixth inning. She's on first base now and a one-run lead. There's a off-speed pitch grounded right back to the pitcher. Only play is to first, and that's the first out of the inning. Jaros is retired 1-3.
So Megan Fields, her position that time. A nice little toss over to first, get the out.
She got a generous hop on that one. Hopped right into her glove. And Carly Wonger is the batter now for Nokomis. Wonger 0-for-3 on the day. First pitch to her is a strike.
And you gotta believe one run just isn't gonna win this game.
Not the way this game has gone. So Nokomis would like to add on to their lead. They have a runner on second, one down, top of the sixth inning. Swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. Ball gets away, so the runner at second advances, and now an insurance run only 60 feet away. Did she swing at that pitch?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I thought. 0-2 on Carly Wonger. There's a swing and a miss, and Wonger is down on strikes.
So Jordan's first strikeout in this ballgame, third overall for the Toppers.
And it'll bring up Reagan Jonas, who is 3-for-3 with a pair of doubles, 2 RBIs, and a run scored. She hits a lazy fly ball on the infield. The second baseman, DeVore, has the catch in the side, is retired. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Hillsborough coming to bat, trailing Nokomis 8-7. We'll be right back after this on WSMI. Hillsborough coming to bat in the bottom of the sixth inning, trailing Nokomis 8-7. Leading off for the Toppers will be Taylin Smith, then Summer Smith, and Aubrey Evans. Taylin is 1-for-3 on the day with a single and a run scored, and she hits a high fly ball into right field. It's going to get down for extra bases, and she's headed for third looking for a leadoff triple. She is going to reach safely, and a good start to the sixth inning here for Hillsborough. That's what you want if you're the Toppers. Get your leadoff runner with extra bases, leadoff hitter with extra bases, and now Hillsborough a runner on third and nobody out for the cleanup hitter, Summer Smith. Summer's had a tough day at the plate. She's 0 for 3, pair of strikeouts, does have an RBI groundout. The third baseman looks back the runner at third and fires to first, and Summer is retired. Good play there by Wonger.
Good play, and as a topper, you don't like to see your cleanup hitter not get that run home even with the out.
Summer's now 0 for 4 on the day, and that'll bring up Aubrey Evans, who has been fantastic in today's game, especially on the base paths. First pitch to Aubrey here is a strike. It is 0-1. Tying run for Hillsborough 60 feet away. Your score 8-7 in favor of Nokomis in the bottom of the sixth inning. Waiting on deck for Hillsborough, Megan Jorn, and a swing and a miss by Evans. It is 0-2. Hillsborough has scored in every run since the second inning. Two in the second, two in the third, two in the fourth, and one in the fifth. Leadoff triple here in the bottom of the sixth as there's a wild pitch, and that's going to get the tying run home, and we are tied 8 runs apiece in the bottom of the sixth. That's just a tough bounce.
We really haven't had many balls go back to the screen, but it seems like when runners are at third, it's happened, three times in this game, I believe.
Yeah. That's what's done Jonas in, those and the walks. And there's a weak ground ball, foul ball, and we'll do it again. One and two is the count on Aubrey Evans. Bases are empty after the tying run comes in. She swings at a pitch high, grounds it up the middle. It's a base hit for Aubrey Evans, her second single of the day. And now one out and a runner on first for Hillsborough, and Megan Jorn comes to the dish. Jorn on the day is 2 for 3 with a single, a double, an RBI, and a run scored.
Middle and down has done quite a good job for Hillsborough.
Pitch in the dirt. Evans takes second, and another stolen base by Aubrey Evans. I guess you call that a stolen base. The pitch got away a little bit, but I think Evans was going anyway. So third stolen base of the day. She gets into scoring position, and there's a strike called on Jorn. The count is 1-1. That sun on my jeans is hot.
And we've been partly cloudy here where it's not out all the time.
And there's a pitch in the dirt. It is 2-1 now on Megan Jorn. Go-ahead run at second base for Hillsborough.
Reagan Jonas has pitched a lot of pitches in this ball game.
Yes, she has. There's only one out here in the sixth inning. 8-8 our score, swing and a miss, and the count now 2-2 on Jorn. It's been a back and forth affair.
That it has been. A few ties here and there.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know that we'd classify it as back and forth. Hillsborough took the lead. Nokomis took it right back. Then every time Hillsborough has tied it. As there's a line drive into center, that's going to drop for a base hit. Gets through, and Hold Evans will just move up 60 feet. So the go-ahead run now at third base. After the single by Megan Jorn. And Hillsborough is rallying, looking to take their first lead of the game since the second inning.
See if the toppers go ahead and steal second here.
They could do it. It is Aaron Moore at the dish for Hillsborough, who is 2 for 3 with a pair of singles. First pitch to Moore is a foul ball, strike one.
That being said, it could be the double steal.
Could.
If they'll throw down to second. Most times they won't even throw down. That's why I think you go ahead and have the runner take second.
I wouldn't try it. I would just let her take it.
Yeah, I think that's what would happen.
And there's a pitch in the dirt. They throw down to third, trying to catch Evans napping, and just underneath the tag. That was close. That was close. I think she might have got her.
It looked that close at least, yes.
But they say she's back in safely. And we'll do it again. There's a ground ball back to the pitcher. He's going to fire home. The play at the plate does not slide and gets by, and the go-ahead run for Hillsborough scores.
Boy, the throw beat her, but the tag wasn't applied.
Well, that might be a play where the slide would have hurt her.
Yep.
So a fielder's choice and no out recorded as Evan scores on the play. And it is now 9-8, Hillsborough with the lead, still threatening with runners at first and second, only one out. There's a pitch in the dirt for ball one to Allie DeVore. DeVore has a single, reached on an error, and a run scored. Also struck out in this game. 9-8, Hillsborough leading in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ground ball right back up the middle to the pitcher, fires the third for one out, fires across the diamond, and that could cost her. As it gets away, she would have been safe either way. Instead, both runners advance 60 feet. That should not have happened.
No, that was just a mistake trying to make a play that just isn't going to be possible to make. Third baseman thrown all the way across the diamond after taking the throw from the pitcher, and you're not going to get someone.
No.
Cost him a base, two bases actually, one for each batter.
So Moore was out on the base paths, and there's a pitch that gets away, but not far enough for the runner to score. It is 1-0 on Kennedy Carlock. Carlock bats with runners on second and third. Only, is it two outs? It is two outs. As there's a foul ball, it's 1-1 now.
But two huge runs out there.
Yep. 9-8 is the Hillsborough lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Jonas has pitched her way out before.
Strike down the middle. Strike two called. It is 1-2.
I think,
Waiting on deck is Sophia Blankenship. Runners on second and third for the Toppers. And that one is high. It is 2-2. Carlock would love to extend this inning and or give Hillsborough some insurance here. They lead 9-8 over Nokomis. Ball in the dirt. It's 3-2 now. A walk wouldn't necessarily be the worst thing in the world, although it would also bring the top of the order.
It's been bad luck for Jonas, though. Every walk has cost her.
And she goes. Couldn't hold up on the check swing, so Carlock is down on strikes. But Hillsborough scores two in the inning, and after six innings, they lead Nokomis 9-8. We'll be right back with the top of the seventh. Don't go anywhere. We've got a heck of a finish here on WSMI right after this. Megan Jorn will try to send this Topper crowd home happy after Hillsborough scored two runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. They lead Nokomis 9-8 as Nokomis bats here in the top of the seventh. Leading off will be Emma Hill. Then it'll be Bailey Cesaretti and then Megan Kuhn. So 6, 7, and 8 hitters in the order for Nokomis. First pitch from Jorn to Hill is high for ball one. Hill on the day, 1-for-3 with an RBI single. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar with you from the Hillsborough Sports Complex in this Montgomery County softball matchup. There's a pitch in the dirt for ball two. That one bounced off of the umpire's mask.
Leadoff batters. Very important here if she gets on.
Nokomis scored 4 in the third, 2 in the fourth, and 2 in the fifth for their 8 runs. There's one low and in the dirt, and it's 3-0 on Emma Hill. You do not want to walk the leadoff hitter here.
And if you notice, Megan does throw quite a few wild pitches.
Yeah.
So a good chance they'll get in scoring position quickly if you walk them.
The 3-0 pitch, I imagine Hill will probably be taking here, but we'll see. It is in the dirt and inside for ball four. A four-pitch walk from Emma Hill, or for Emma Hill. And Nokomis has the leadoff man on. the tying run on first base with nobody out. And Bailey Cesaretti, who bats from the left side, stands in with a chance to do something.
First and only walk in this game, given up by Hillsborough.
Cesaretti singled and scored in her last plate appearance. There's another ball in the dirt. That is five straight balls to start this inning from Megan Jorn. 1-0 on Cesaretti. Hillsborough leads 9-8, top of the seventh. Here's a ground ball into right field for a base hit. And the first two have reached for Nokomis here in the top of the seventh. And that'll bring Megan Kuhn to the plate, who is 1-for-3 on the day with a single and a run scored. The tying run at second base for Nokomis. Nobody out, top of the seventh inning. Hillsborough leading 9-8. Megan Kuhn, the batter. That one is high for ball one. Still hasn't really thrown a strike, I mean, other than the ball that was hit in play.
Control's been an issue in this inning.
There's a strike. 6-2 walk to strike ratio in this inning for Megan Jorn. The count is 1-1 on Megan Kuhn. Waiting on deck for Nokomis, Presley Mahochko. And then the top of the order. 1-1 pitch, high, and oh, they called it on the outside corner. It is 1-2. I thought that was a little high, but the catcher, Blankenship, did a good job of framing it there. 1-2 pitch on the way to Kuhn. Swing and a fly ball down the left field line. No play. That would have been a really tough play for anybody to make. And we'll do it again. Nine to eight, Hillsborough with the lead. We are in the top of the seventh inning. Nokomis is batting with runners on first and second. Nobody out. Megan Kuhn, the hitter. 1-2 pitch in the dirt. It's 2-2. This has been a fantastic ball game. Through an inning and a half, we looked like we were going to have a pitcher's duel, and then the runs came.
And came every single inning.
2-2 pitch on the way from Megan Jorn to Megan Kuhn. It's high, and the count now full.
Nowhere to put these people. Got to throw strikes.
So the 3-2 pitch on the way to Kuhn is a line drive to the second baseman. Boots it. That was a tough play, and everybody is going to be safe as that is an infield single by Megan Kuhn. Second baseman DeVore could not make the catch on that. That would have been a tough play. Tough play to catch it, and even after not catching it, would have had to be really quick to first base. So an infield single for Kuhn, and the bases are loaded for Nokomis with nobody out and Presley Mahochko at the dish. First pitch to Mahochko is outside for ball one. Even if Nokomis scores here, we know the game, obviously game's not over because Hillsborough's done a good job of scoring and answering.
Come back every inning practically.
The 1-0 pitch to Mahochko is a ground ball to the right side. First baseman has it, fires home. Bad throw, would have been a force out. Instead, the tying run comes in to score.
It's like she just changed her mind on the throw and spiked it.
Mm-hmm. And we are tied at 9 runs after the error by the first baseman, Smith.
It was definitely the right play. She had her easily at home.
Yep. And now we're at the top of the order, and Emma Snedden. Snedden on the day is 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. She bats with the bases still loaded here in the top of the seventh inning. A 9-9 game and nobody out. Welcome to a jam.
Mm-hmm. And remember, Megan does have a tendency to throw the ball in the dirt with her off-speed pitches.
Snedden bats from the left side. Nowhere to put her. Could give Nokomis the lead here. Ground ball up the middle. Gets through the middle, and it's a base hit. One run scores. Here comes the second. She is out at the plate for the first out of the inning. But the other runners do advance. Nokomis with a RBI single, now leading by one run. 10-9, your score. And Hillsborough coach Brett Teakin headed to the mound, and we might have another pitching change here. We will see. So Sneddon, an RBI single, reaches second base on the throw. Cesaretti came in to score. Kuhn was cut down trying to score. Mahochko is the runner at third.
Right now, possibly the biggest play is the throw out at home to keep this game closer.
So good throw by the center fielder, Taylen Smith, to nab the runner and keep it a one-run ball game at the moment. But Nokomis, with a pair of runs in this inning, lead 10-9. And they still are threatening as they have runners on second and third and only one out, and Haley Engelman, the batter, in this top of the seventh. Engelman, 2-for-4 on the day with a pair of singles. And there's a fly ball off to the left side. There is room over there, but not enough time to make the catch. It is strike one. Aubrey Jaros waiting on deck for Nokomis.
Lead off walk. David started it all.
Yep. But the game's not over, as we said. Hillsborough will have their shot. Here's the 0-1 pitch. It's high and outside. It is 1-1. It has been an entertaining game, to say the least. 10-9, Nokomis leading Hillsborough, top of the seventh inning. They have runners on second and third, only one out. There's a fly ball straight back and out of play. It is 1-2. You're listening to Montgomery County Softball here on WSMI. We are in the Terry Tote Mobile Studio here at Hillsborough. Or mobile press box, I should say. 1-2 pitch is a ground ball to the third baseman. Underneath the glove, that is a fair ball. And one run scores. And the hitter, Engelman, takes second base with a double. I think everyone was confused.
Might have been just smart ball by not throwing it over to second. But, yeah, she went ahead and kept going because they weren't throwing it in.
So Mahochko scores to make it a two-run lead now. RBI single from Haley Engelman, and now Aubrey Jaros, the batter for Nokomis, still only one out, and runners still at second and third. Pitch high for ball one. Jaros on the day, 1-for-4 with an RBI single and a run scored. Megan Jorn trying to pitch her way out of trouble. There's a fly ball into the gap in right center. It's going to drop, and one run's going to score. Here comes the second, and Nokomis has scored four runs in this inning to pile on.
Probably one of the better hit balls of the day, hit into the gap between the right fielder and center fielder.
Two RBIs on the single by Aubrey Jaros. And it is now 13-9. Nokomis with the lead here on the top of the seventh. And there's a foul ball straight back on Carly Wonger. It's 0-1. Wonger, the eighth hitter to come to the plate in this inning. Still just one down. But the double play is there if they can turn it. Runner at first for Nokomis. Wonger hitless in today's game. 0-for-4. She lines it right up the middle, off the pitcher's glove to the shortstop. No play at second, and fires to first. And the first baseman, rather, catches it and applies the tag on the base for the second out of the inning. I thought the shortstop major had a chance to step on second and maybe turn two, but she also may not have had time.
Or just get that lead runner. And probably didn't think she had the time to get to second and beat the runner.
And it's a quick decision. So she does get the one out. Ground ball underneath the third baseman's glove, underneath the left fielder's glove. Another run comes in, and it's now 14-9. The fifth run of the inning comes in to score. My math's wrong. It's the sixth run of the inning. They were trailing by one.
They were trailing by one, right.
It is 14-9 as Nokomis, their largest lead of the day. And now Reagan Jonas, the batter. I'm sorry, that was Reagan Jonas. That was an RBI single and reached second on the air by the left fielder. So Emma Hill is the batter. And there's another ball. It is 2-2. Or, I'm sorry, 2-0. Hill on the day has walked, singled, scored a run, and has an RBI. And a pair of flyouts to go along with that. The 2-0 pitch outside and low, and it's 3-0. Hill, that she led off this inning with a walk and a run scored. The 10th hitter to come to the plate in this inning. That's on the outside corner, called strike one. Bailey Cesaretti waits on deck for Nokomis, who lead 14-9 in the top of the seventh. They entered this half inning trailing 9-8. There's a foul ball, and it is now 3-2. Still, there are two outs, but Nokomis does have another runner in scoring position. That is Reagan Jonas on second base. 3-2 pitch on the way from Megan Jorn to Emma Hill as a ground ball foul will do it again. Hope is not lost, though. As we said, Hillsboro hasn't faced a deficit like this today, but they have been able to rally each time Nokomis has scored. We'll see if they have one more rally for them or in them in the bottom half of the inning. A foul ball again. Good at bat here by Emma Hill.
Well, two's been their favorite number.
Yes, it has.
Two runs an inning. The Toppers have scored. How many innings straight? Four?
I think so. They did score one run in one of those innings.
Right.
I'll have to go back and look here in just a sec. Here's the 3-2 pitch, meanwhile, to Emma Hill. It is high, and Hill works a two-out walk.
First
second of the inning.
Yeah, you got to get through this inning with really no more damage. Five is a tough number to score in softball.
Five. Hillsboro has scored in five straight innings. Two in the second, third, and fourth. One in the fifth, and two more in the sixth for their nine runs. But Nokomis leads 14-9, and Bailey Cesaretti is the batter. And another wild pitch, a ball, and the runners each advance 60 feet. Cesaretti, her second plate appearance in this inning, as she's the 11th hitter to bat. She singled and scored earlier. And there's another ball. It is 2-0. Now Megan just having a really rough time finding the strike zone. Megan Kuhn waits on deck if Cesaretti can extend the inning. Pitch is a high fly ball down to the left side of the field. Major calling for it, has it, and makes the catch to retire the side. But the damage is done as Nokomis scores six runs in the inning. They now lead Hillsboro 14-9. Last chance to dance for the Toppers, who come to the bat in the bottom of the seventh, trailing by five. We'll be back with that seventh inning right after this on WSMI. Hillsboro comes to bat in the bottom of the seventh inning, trailing Nokomis 14-9. And Toppers, needless to say, need a rally here. Leading off is Sophia Blankenship. The first pitch that she sees is a strike. It's 0-1. Sophia on the day, hitless, does have a pair of walks and a run scored, has also reached on an error. Toppers trail by five. That pitch is in the dirt. It is 1-1.
Well, you got to know that Reagan Jonas has made a lot of pitches in this ballgame. She has struck out 8 while walking 4.
You got the right hitters up if you're Hillsborough, top of the order. 1-1. That one is called. Strike 2. It's 1-2 now. And see if Blankenship can get on to start a rally here. The 1-2 pitch from Reagan Jonas to Sophia Blankenship is high, and that's a foul ball as that hit off the bat. It's just an unfortunate break for Hillsborough. She ducked, but left the bat up.
Left the bat up, and, well, it would have been a changeup if she could have just had it nip off her.
Yeah.
She's on first, but instincts kick in.
Instead, it's 1-2. And again, a swing and a miss. Catcher holds on, and Blankenship is down on strikes.
And the 9th strikeout of the game for Jonas.
And Haley Major comes to the plate now for Hillsborough. She is 1-for-4 on the day with a double and a run scored. Has flied out in every other at-bat. First pitch she sees here in the 7th is high for ball 1. Hillsborough scored first. Nokomis scored 4 after that, make it 4-2. Hillsborough answered every time after that as there's a ground ball to the shortstop. Has it and fires to first as Mahochko retires Major 6-3, and the Toppers are down to their last out. So Hillsborough scored 2 to take a 2-0 lead. Nokomis scored 4 runs after that to make it 4-2. Hillsborough answered with 2 to tie it. Nokomis scored 2 more to make it 6-4. Hillsborough answered with 2 to tie it again. Nokomis did the same thing. Hillsborough chipped away, eventually took the lead 9-8. And then Nokomis opened it up in the top half of the inning. And that's where we stand. It's 14-9. Nokomis with the lead, and Hillsborough down to their last out. Taylin Smith has an 0-1 count on her. There's a pitch low and inside, 1-1.
Tough task now, though.
Yes, it is. Smith is 2-for-4 on the day with a triple, a single, 2 runs scored. There's a pitch in the dirt. It is 2-1. Waiting on deck is Summer Smith if Taylin can extend this inning. Summer has had a rough day at the plate. 0-for-4 with a pair of strikeouts, does have an RBI. The 2-1 pitch to Taylin is high and outside. It's 3-1. Just got to get on base if you're Hillsborough. If you're Nokomis, you just want to end it here. The 3-1 pitch from Reagan Jonas to Taylin Smith. Foul ball, and now the Toppers are down to their final strike. Nokomis, 1 strike away from winning it here at Hillsborough. And the 3-2 pitch from Reagan Jonas. Fly ball straight back out of play. We'll do it again.
Yeah, if Reagan can strike her out, it'd be her 10th. Couldn't come at a better time for her.
What a way to finish it. Cap off a good game for her.
Good offensively, too.
Yeah. 3-2 pitch. Soft ground ball. Foul. We'll do it again. Good job by Taylin Smith to stay alive.
Yeah, Taylin made the real good throw at home, which did gun down one of the Nokomis runners.
Yeah, otherwise it'd be 15-9. The 3-2 pitch from Jonas. High, and it is ball 4.
And the 5th walk.
Those have cost her in this game.
They really have cost her.
And now Summer Smith, who's had a tough day at the plate today.
So you're saying she's due.
She is due. She's 0-for-4.
But does have an RBI, you said.
Does have an RBI with a ground out.
But now, yeah, can't afford ground outs.
Swing and a miss on that one, and it is 0-1. Runner on first, 2 outs for Hillsborough, bottom of the 7th inning. Toppers trail Nokomis 14-9. It just seems on each of Summer's swings she's pulling off on it.
Yeah. Keep the ball out there. I don't think she could hit it.
Yeah. 0-1 pitch stays high, and it is 1-1. Aubrey Evans waits on deck for the Toppers if Summer can extend the inning. Taylen Smith on first for Hillsborough. The 1-1 pitch, a high fly ball into center field. Emma Sneddon is coming in. She calls for it and makes the catch for the third out of the inning, and that is the ball game. Nokomis wins this one by a score of 14-9. We'll come back after these messages and wrap it up here on WSMI. Congratulations to Nokomis. They win this ball game 14-9 over Hillsborough. The Toppers do strand 10 runners in this ball game, so that did prove costly. A big inning for Nokomis in the top of the seventh as they entered that inning trailing 9-8 and answered with 6 runs after a rally by Hillsborough in the bottom of the sixth. Carl, what a entertaining game this was.
Back and forth, tied several times, and both teams did leave a lot of runners on the bases, but at the same time, you had to say that Jonas probably did the best by pitching the whole game and striking out 9 batters in this game.
And she did walk, I think, 5 runners, which those cost her, but not enough to cost Nokomis the game, as Nokomis' offense just outstanding today, putting up 14 on this Topper team. Hillsborough just, I think, ran out of gas on the mound and at the plate at the end of it. I mean, Hillsborough was able to answer every time Nokomis scored in this game, but when Nokomis scored 6 runs in the top of the seventh, that seemed to be too daunting of a task for the Toppers to come back, and they didn't have much of a threat in the bottom of the seventh.
Yeah, probably took the win out of their cell a little bit, plus then she gets the lead off out, and once it was 2 outs and nobody on you, you kind of know you're kind of doomed for trying to score 6 runs.
We want to thank all of our sponsors, for without them, none of this would be possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard here on this broadcast, because without them, we're not able to bring you coverage of high school sports whatsoever. We want to thank our producer back in the studio, Jen Graham. She did a fantastic job, as always. And finally, thanks to our hosts, Hillsborough High School, for treating us so well every time we come here. Once again, our final score, Nokomis defeats Hillsborough 14-9. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. This is, for Carl DeBar, this is David Jenkins saying so long from Toppertown.